the Kids presents Long, Strange Trip. A journey into the publication history of Marvel's Master of the Mystic Arts. Let's place the eye of Agamotto on the Sorcerer Supreme himself, Dr. Stephen Strange. Broadcasting from his own sanctum sanctorum is our host, Angus.
Dr. Strange, Master of the Mystic Arts, Clea must die. Attend ye these words, O true believer, for they are the fabric of wonderment. Alone and unafraid, Dr. Strange was the dared invade the dreaded Dormammu dimensional realm of the unspeakable Umar in a desperate effort to rescue the fair Clea from the evil enchantress. But instead of the lovely captive, he finds himself tricked into contact with a murderous, mindless one. And now, as surely as the eye of Agamotto gleams, so surely does our enchanted epic thus take form before our dazzled eyes. A mystic Marvel masterwork by Stan Lee and Marie Severin, lettered by Sam Rosen. And thus begins Strange Tales, issue number 154, with a release date of December 1988 and a cover date of March 1967. Clea must die. Forced to battle a single mindless one with his mystical powers, Doctor Strange finds that his powers are greatly depleted. He seeks cover in his astral form in order to recharge his mystical, magical abilities. The mindless one now is trying to attack Doctor Strange's invalid body and is not able to get any satisfaction of destroying Strange, and eventually just gives up as that body has proved to be impenetrable and moves on to a more beatable opponent. Doctor Strange, after being in his astral form, then returns to the dark dimension where he seeks out Umar's fortress. He travels to caverns deep below the fortress, and he's aided by Veritas, truth itself, in a mystical, godlike fashion. Veritas cloaked, and they begin to navigate the labyrinth that is Umar's fortress. And they eventually make the way to Umar's throne room. Umar is frightened by visions that are revealed under Veritas's cloak, Truth's cloak. Doctor Strange is able to conjure up a mystical screen which shows Clea's location. However, Umar fires a mystical bolt into the screen, then threatens to kill Doctor Strange's beloved Clea. And that is the cliffhanger that we are left with here in Strange Tales, issue number 154, Clea Must Die. This is the Severin, Marie Severin, second go at Doctor Strange here. And I have to say, I am truly loving the style that she wishes to take on, the template that she wishes to embody that was laid down by Steve Ditko. And you can see throughout this issue how Marie Severin really leans hard into her EC roots. This issue is very eerie, particularly in the Dark Dimension, how she has rendered Umar. She's menacing and casting her in shadows, and the cackling there on the pages. The fight between Doctor Strange and the Mindless One, where Doctor Strange transforms into his astral form and then protects through an incantation his body. And the Mindless One not able to gain any sort of traction in attacking the body once Doctor Strange is in his astral form and hovering away. Then the journey that we're taken on as Doctor Strange makes his way to Umar's fortress, which almost looks like a castle. There's really cool flying beasts and cliffs and a narrow pathway leading up there. Doctor Strange is able to infiltrate the fortress, ultimately then coming face to face with Veritas. It is the one who stands alone. Though I know not who you are, if you have seen the fair Clea, then 'tis you I seek. He begins to turn. My words have been heard. He does not speak. He makes no sound. And yet I sense a mystic aura of knowledge about him. But who or what can he be? He is known only as Veritas, truth, the legendary embodiment of truth incarnate. But how could Umar imprison one such as he? None may imprison Veritas. The Silent One comes and goes at will. He seeks to enshroud me within his cloak, and yet I feel no fear. Do as you will, Spectral One. Doctor Strange cannot be harmed by truth, and truth then embodies Strange. And truth is this mystical cloaked figure. It almost looks like a floating cloak, almost a wraith-like or ghost-like, holding a staff and then mystically transporting itself and Strange up to Umar's fortress, where it is heavily guarded by these shrieking, flying bird-like creatures just swooping in and trying to knock Veritas and Doctor Strange off their game. Eventually, they overcome this aerial obstacle and make their way into the caverns, the deep caverns of this castle, this fortress. There's a wonderful panel where Umar is spying on them. She has this conjured mirror and, utterable fool, you have no peer upon the infinitesimal earth, but I, the unmatchable Umar, am mistress of power in, lo, these countless worlds, a thousand such as you would not even give me pause, but with but one sweep of my hand, I unleash a column of phantasmagoric force, which shall crush you till you breathe no more. And Umar then feels that she has given the death blow to Doctor Strange, now in his corporal state. However, she did not see Veritas. And Veritas then opens up the cloak and shows her these fearful images, the truthful images of who she is. And just as Doctor Strange is able to locate Clea, we're then left on a cliffhanger. Let the image of Clea appear, that I may learn at last where she's to be found. Never. You shall never have her. Back, creature of evil. Your spells should not stop me now. The final victory shall be mine. There is one fate from which not even you can liberate her. None can return from the silent halls of death. So Now, by my hand, Clea dies. Zam! Next, the fearful finish. Just a gripping, gripping installment here within Strange Tales. Continuing this conflict between Umar, who is Dormammu's sister, who is holding Clea captive in the Dark Dimension, and Doctor Strange's epic journey to free Clea, and get her to safety. Exquisitely drawn by Marie Severin. All of these lines, the darkening, the shadowing, the uses of color, the reds, there's a deep magenta in here, the yellows and purples. It takes on an otherworldly theme. This dark dimension being excellently rendered. Plenty of blacks thrown in there too, and blues. And I have to say, Veritas is a very unsettling figure in this issue. Really very, very, very eerily drawn. This floating cloak holding the staff. And you never see any hands, no corporal renderings, no arms. It's just this staff that is partially enveloped on the end of where you would expect a hand to be along this cloak. And really unsettling. Very, very excellently done. And I am so pleased with how Marie Severin came out swinging on this and really has made her mark here in declaring that she is providing this vision now for Doctor Strange.